He turned on his headlights. They illuminated an expanse of unpaved forecourt piled high with steel girders, rusty cable drums, and other industrial waste. Paints and varnishes had once been manufactured here, to judge by the stacks of empty metal drums. Seen against the dilapidated brick-built factory building with a half-demolished chimney, they looked like props in a post-apocalyptic movie.
Sorry, Dad, I have another call. Stay on the line, I'll be right back. Let me guess, she's cancelled the appointment.
No, I couldn't get through to her.
Oh, okay, thanks. If Karina calls, tell her I couldn't possibly wait any longer.
Okay, I'll try.
Thanks, enjoy your evening.
Karina Freytag was a reliable and efficient nurse, professionally speaking, but the structuring of her personal commitments was as chaotic, erratic, and uncoordinated as her love life. Although their relationship had broken up after only a few weeks 3 years ago, they still phoned each other regularly and even met for an occasional coffee. Both forms of contact tended to culminate in a row.